From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Kenyans voted Thursday in the country's second presidential election. Turnout appears significantly lower than it was for the August 8th election, and violent protests erupted in some opposition strongholds. Security issues have forced voting in several areas to be delayed until Saturday. The Supreme Court had ordered a rerun of the first election, citing irregularities it blamed on the country's Electoral Commission. From Nairobi, VOA's correspondent Jill Craig has more.
Although the majority of polling stations were peaceful, some were not. In the western city of Kisumu, many polling stations did not open for security concerns, with protesters setting up roadblocks and lighting fires. In the Nairobi slums of Kibera and Mathare, police fired tear gas and protesters threw rocks. Amnesty International said its researchers witnessed at least 12 young men in Kibera trying to block the entrance to a polling station, with police firing tear gas to disperse them. And in the Mombasa slum of Bangladesh, youth smeared feces on the walls of a polling station and chased away election workers until order could be restored. The majority of Kenya's coastal region was peaceful as of mid-afternoon Thursday. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
The revote is being held more than 2 months after incumbent President Uhuru Kenyatta won an election that Kenya's Supreme Court invalidated due to what it called irregularities and illegalities by the National Electoral Commission. American defense officials briefed the Senate Armed Services Committee Thursday about the Islamic State ambush attack in Niger earlier this month that killed four American soldiers. The attack happened near the Niger-Mali border. President Trump said Wednesday he didn't authorize the Niger mission. This is VOA News.